From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State fighters on the run in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they've gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still not yet declaring total victory, with the head of Iraqi military operations telling the Associated Press that the push for full control of the city was hampered by suicide bombers, snipers, and booby traps. Commanders said IS extremists still controlled as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting progressed. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran Sunday, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. Somali militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers and wounded two others Sunday. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El-Waq bound for Mandera. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul. This is VOA News. Israeli forces shot dead two Palestinians after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. The military said the attackers, aged 17 and 23, stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the city of Nablus. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. A security guard apprehended the attacker, who was then taken into police custody. A Syrian filmmaker known for his anti-Islamic State documentaries was shot and killed in front of midday crowds in the Turkish city of Gaziantep Sunday. The pro-human rights group for which Naci Cerf worked blames Islamic State for the murder. He was reportedly gunned down from a car that passed by while he was walking down a street not far from the Syrian border. Neither the militants nor Turkish police have commented. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni is hoping to jumpstart fresh peace negotiations between the government of Burundi and opposition groups in Kampala Monday. Backed by the East African Community and the UN Security Council, the peace talks are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital Bujumbura and other parts of the country. Violent weekend weather battered large portions of the U.S. southern and central U.S. with tornadoes, killing at least 11 people in Texas. One of several tornadoes that struck in and near the city of Dallas late Saturday packed winds of more than 320 kilometers an hour. Pedro Barreno is a police spokesman from Garland, Texas.
It's been confirmed that last night at approximately 6:45 p.m., a tornado struck the southeast part of Garland in the area of I-30 and the George Bush Turnpike. A number of homes, apartments, businesses, as well as vehicles were struck and damaged from this tornado. We have confirmed 8 fatalities here in the Garland area from this storm.
Authorities say scores of others were injured in the region just days after tornadoes killed at least 18 people in the nearby states of Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Forecasters have also issued severe weather advisories for large parts of the southern and central United States, including blizzard warnings for parts of New Mexico, northern Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. China's parliament passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information, including encryption keys that turn digital data into unreadable code. The official Xinhua news agency said the legislation was passed unanimously Sunday by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. The report said the law was intended to address terrorism at home and help maintain global world security. The law takes effect January 1st. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.